We're still in the beginning of the new year, so we want to get it off to a good start. We want our actions this year to be actions that lead to true happiness, and not just the kind of happiness that is a shadow of happiness that's there for a bit and then disappears. You want the genuine article. And as the Buddha said, you want happiness that doesn't harm anybody either, because if your happiness harms somebody else, they're not going to stand for it. They're going to do what they can to destroy it. It means you have to look inside to find things inside that you can depend on. Because the needs of the body are always depending on somebody else. And our emotional needs often depend on other people too. But there are other needs that we have that don't have to depend on them. The need for a sense of well-being inside is an important one that can come from within. So you want to develop the qualities that lead to that inner source of happiness, that develop that inner source of happiness. And the Buddha said there are three. There's generosity, and there's virtue, and then there's meditation. Generosity is when, of your own free will, you give things to other people. You realize that you have more than enough of something, and someone else could use it, and you're happy to give it. That develops a really good quality of mind, because you're not only looking after your own immediate needs, you're looking after your long-term needs and looking after the needs of others, too. You see that material things are not nearly as important as qualities of the mind. And the same with virtue. There's that sense of honor and the sense of self-respect that come when you know that you could have harmed somebody and you could have gotten away with it probably, but you decided not to do it. That's an important wealth, form of inner wealth, inner source of happiness. Because you do unskillful things and you know that they're unskillful while you're doing it, that leaves a big scar on the mind. And you end up with regret, and then either you try to deny that you did anything wrong, which is like developing really hard scar tissue over it, or you keep poking at it, wish I hadn't done that. Well, the best thing is not to have done it in the beginning with. So if you see anything that you could do that might harm anybody, even if you can get away with it, you don't do it. That's the principle of virtue. And then finally, there's a meditation, which is to develop good qualities in the mind directly, qualities like mindfulness, alertness, concentration, discernment. These are the things you develop as you stay with the breath. You can develop goodwill and compassion. You can actually, there are meditation practices that focus on developing those qualities too. Because the mind doesn't just sit there, it's an active principle. So you want to make sure that it's acting on good principles and it develops good habits. Because if the mind isn't well trained, it's not going to stick with its practice of generosity and virtue. It'll do it sometimes and then drop it at other times. But if the mind is well trained, it seems that these qualities are really important. As the Buddha once said, if you knew the quality or the rewards of virtue as he did, you wouldn't eat anything without having shared it with somebody else first. Even if it were your last meal, you'd want to share part of it, because you realize that the generosity is much more important than the little bit of food you get. And it takes a well-trained mind to be willing to give up immediate pleasures for the sake of the long term. So the meditation here is the most essential of all these three qualities, these three principles for finding true happiness. So you want to look at your life. Which ones are you lacking as you go into the new year? And you've got a whole new year to develop them. For most of us, the new year means that we're getting older. And older doesn't necessarily always mean that we're getting better. And so for younger people, it means that you're getting older and getting more competent and having more abilities. But as you're getting past that, you begin to realize, okay, what you used to be able to do, you can't do anymore. And so you want to be able to do what you can in order to focus your energies on making sure that they really are conducive to true happiness. So make this your focus for the new year: generosity, virtue, meditation. And you see that it really will be a happy new year, a good new year, because you're the one who makes it good through your actions.